Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Well, what Angel Hernandez is doing behind home plate. Just increasingly worse and worse and worse and more infuriating with each passing day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
A witch's brew of incompetence and arrogance.
Earlier on the show,
co-host of Good Morning Football, Peter Schrager.
Coming up,
writer and comedian Neil Brennan. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air by proving, by seeing me on the Roku channel and hearing me on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey or more. Just had a nice chat backstage with Neil Brennan. His new comedy special on Netflix, Crazy Good, is now available for streaming. And this is his third Netflix special. Crazy Good on Netflix can be seen right here through the Roku portal. That's one of the many reasons why I love doing this show. You know, everything we talk about, pretty much you could see right here because Roku's got everything.
Love it.
Including the NFL draft next week. You can watch me do the draft right here on the Roku portal through NFL Network, NFL Plus. And then during the day, just watch us on the Roku channel because we're going to be in Detroit. And our guest list is filling up very, very nicely.
Boom.
J.J. McCarthy's going to be on the set with us the Wednesday of draft week. In the state of Michigan, he'll be very popular there. I don't think he'll have to pay for a meal when he's in that state, you know, when he's drafted. I did not see him on the list of players, though, who's going to be there on draft night. I don't think he's going. I think he's just showing up, making some appearances, and then heading out. Did I not see his name that's going to be in the green room? I saw Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. I saw them. So...
yeah, Marvin Harrison's going to be there.
Yeah, Malik Nabers will be there. Roma Dunze,
Darius Robinson, Brian Thomas Jr., Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner's going to be the first defensive player taken.
JC Latham.
I think Dallas Turner should start looking for real estate in Atlanta. I think that's exactly where he's winding up.
Seems like it. Yeah, I haven't seen a mock draft that doesn't have that
because
happening.
Atlanta took care of their quarterback business.
Yeah,
that's why you've seen Brock Bowers all over the place for the Jets is because they took care of their offensive line business. Right. And then in terms of losing Bryce Huff, they go and get Hassan Reddick from Philadelphia. I mean, they're all in right now. I mean, and I don't blame them for doing what they're doing. With the minute they went in Aaron Rodgers' direction, they had to just cater to every single possible need that this guy would have on the field and whatever they're doing off the field to make him comfortable. I mean, honestly, the minute you go for a guy who's age 39, you got to just go all in. That's the concept of all in that I'm familiar with. And I'm not doing that honestly, it's not a troll job.
Well,
here.
Kind of. Little
it's
bit.
Not.
Just
it's
a small
not.
Percentage
it's not.
It.
All in is just like, okay, we'll get your buddies Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb. Like, that's all in. You know, and I know Diana Rossini got in some hot water in New York City when she was with ESPN at the time saying that there was a wish list for Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, they harped on the concept that there was an actual written down list, like it was filling out gifts for Santa Claus and sticking it next to some cookies next to the Jets chimney. But honestly, they definitely asked him at the time, I'm sure, who do you want?
And all those guys ended up
on the team.
The Jets.
I know, pretty much.
So,
except for Davante Adams, because I'm sure he did say something along the lines of, let's see if we can get him.
I'm shocked Bakhtiari hasn't ended up in New York
yet. There's still time. I mean, geez, we're 9 days from the draft. There's a whole summer coming.
Okay, so can you remember that when you're wondering why Jerry won't get his business done?
Well, ASAP? No, the reason why I'm just joking. Just to repeat again, you're referring to kind of what I said at the end of the first hour is I don't understand why you don't go faster. I don't understand why you don't go early because it only gets more expensive the longer you wait. And the Dak Prescott contract that is proving to be a bit of a conundrum right now is an example of that. If they had gone sooner, they wouldn't have been in the position of giving him the contract that leads to them not being able to franchise tag him.
This is true.
And leads to them not being able to trade him. And only leads to a cap hit next year that's apparently dead insane. As opposed to right now, what it costs on their cap to have him, which you know they're going to want to keep him. That's what I'm saying is going earlier. But in terms of going all in, it makes complete sense for the Jets to say, all right, what happened last year with his Achilles was insanely, remarkably, mind-bogglingly unfortunate.
Yeah.
But also something not that you could see coming, but you could definitely see coming, their inability to protect him would be front and center, or the concern over that. So what did they do? They hit the hell out of the offensive line in free agency and hopefully rectified some problems. They're going to take Elijah Vera Tucker and stick him in one position and end that story and rip the knob off. And they went and they got your left tackle after all these years with a potential Hall of Fame resume. And hopefully he's going to have some miles left on his odometer. And he will hopefully protect Aaron Rodgers. And so you hit all those concerns, which allows you a 10th overall pick to go anywhere you want. And Brock Bowers is the guy. I will keep saying that over and over again from this seat. He is the guy. And he can be the guy who can prevent a pass rush from getting to Rodgers as well with the running game and also his ability to present himself as a target immediately. I mean, I don't think he's going to be 10th overall because of his blocking ability, but you can learn that sort of stuff. That's all in. That's my concept of all in, is we're going to go all in and start making decisions in the draft and free agency to make sure he's protected and that we can win games with him. Certainly, if you think a window of opportunity is open with New England not being able to muster enough to start winning the division again, and if you think the Bills have 1 year of rebuilding for an opportunity right now to go sneak in there and take out the team that's won it year in and year out, even after you beat them in game one at home and had an ability to potentially make a run that they couldn't do because everything fell to crap, then there's the Dolphins. I don't know. So that's my two cents on that subject matter. Going all in on Aaron Rodgers makes total and complete sense, even though 2 years from now you might be staring at like, now what? Right?
1 year from now. Yeah, I have no idea.
You got it. But you got to do it. You got to do it. And, I love to get psyched up by the video of him looking like he just strolled off the set of Top Gun Maverick walking into the building. But, you know, I went down that road last year and I got 4 snaps out of him. So I'm just not going to go there. But Brock Bowers, that's the guy. That's it. Oh, baby. All right, NBA tonight.
Nice.
NBA tonight.
NBA tonight.
We kind of discussed this prior to the show. You want to do? Do you have a few of these things?
I got 4.
What do you want to do here? What we're about to do here.
All right, I'm just gonna throw out 2 teams.
And I think you need to be participating in this as well.
Sure, I will. I'll throw out 2 teams. So we got 4 matchups here. They're not playing each other. They might not even have anything to do with each other. I just thought they were interesting.
Understood. Our basketball music. Very good. Thank you.
And we're just going to go who lasts longer in the NBA playoffs.
All right. And you've just chosen these names
they have sort of something to do with each other.
Okay.
Sort of in a way, weird one. Let's just start off the bat. These 2 teams are in the West. They're playing in the play-in. Who lasts longer, Lakers or Warriors?
I'll go Lakers. I think that
Do you believe they can win a playoff series?
I think they can win. I can think that, I just don't know if the Warriors are getting out of the play-in tournament.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Do
you think Lakers win tonight?
I think the Lakers do win tonight. I think they win tonight, and if they don't, I think that they might actually beat the Warriors if they face them.
Yeah.
I mean, the Warriors have got to win 2 in a row here against some teams that are really, really good, I think.
Yeah. I thought the
Kings
Pelicans
are gonna light the beam, man.
An hour ago were winning, and then I checked the NBA officiating assignments tonight.
Oh,
and
no.
Do you want to take a wild guess at who's refereeing Pelicans-Lakers tonight?
Scott Foster, that's your guy?
Oh, boy. Oh. You don't think he got the memo from up top?
Dude, you're
crazy.
We
need this team to advance.
Yeah. I'm with you, Brock.
You say that all the time.
Scott
and then
Foster is officiating tonight, okay? So get prepared.
Okay.
Prepare yourselves mentally.
So what's your answer to this question?
I think the Lakers and the Warriors both win tonight.
So then, who lasts longer in these playoffs?
They both win. I think it's going to be the Lakers.
What about you, Chris?
Ooh, yeah, I don't think the Warriors beat the Kings. And by the way, they're out tonight.
By the way, if the Lakers, let's just say the Warriors and Lakers do get out, and the Warriors take on Oklahoma City, and the Lakers take on the Nuggets. Then you, damn straight, if the Lakers lose in six and the Warriors lose in five, then that
they technically lasted
yes,
longer.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, let me take that
which
back.
Which matters.
Let me take that back. I forgot about that. Yeah, the Lakers would have to play Denver, wouldn't they? Ooh, man, how about neither? I know you hate
neither. But you can't say somebody's going to win maybe in four or five.
Sacramento kind of, I think they win tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's the Lakers.
All right.
All right. That was fun. All right. Now, TJ, this is for you.
Ooh.
Who lasts longer? 76ers or Clippers?
Oh, come on, Chris. Bro, why are you doing this to me?
Because it's fun.
TJ.
My man.
You know what you're going to say.
When you lose,
you know what you're going to say. You know what you're going to say, so you might as well say it.
This should be an easy answer.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, come on. We'll say it first.
Ready? One, two, three. Clippers.
Look, here's the deal. If Joel Embiid, and no one's 100% healthy at this point of the year, right?
Right.
If he was 90% healthy, then there'd be no doubt. First of all, the Sixers wouldn't be in the predicament that they're in
right
now.
I feel like this is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
He's talking it out.
And now it's time for your final answer. Do you want
to
phone a friend?
Keep going.
Because you can't do 50-50 because the choice is 50-50.
Yeah, the choice is.
So that's it.
Talk it out. Keep going. Talk it out.
Say it.
Talk it out.
I'm going to say the Clippers.
There you go.
Toilets! You think the Sixers beat the Heat tomorrow?
I do think the Sixers beat the Heat.
And then take on the Knicks.
And then they're locked into the Knicks.
And then they lock the Knicks. That's the thing
what
I'm not
series.
Sure of
That'll
because
be
of
so
Embiid.
Much fun.
I think the Clippers are going to beat the Mavs, despite what Vegas thinks.
I want the Knicks and the Sixers to play each other just because I'm going to start really rooting hard for the Knicks like I never had a period of a Dolan wormhole. And that's going to really infuriate him that I'm back.
Because you quit.
That I'm back.
You quit.
I never quit.
You're,
I never quit the team. I quit the owner.
I never
quit the team. I quit the owner.
What's the difference?
Oh, it's a big difference.
He's part of the team.
Jalen Brunson's brought me back. He's owned by. You know what? He's given me the Christmas spirit again.
Look, I never left.
I feel
the
like
Clippers
it's Scrooge.
Donald Sterling.
I got Dolan. I got Dolan. All right, what else, Chris? Yeah, you got two more?
Yeah, I hated that one, Chris.
This is fun.
Okay.
Sorry, TJ. Well, this one's kind of for Rich. These two teams both surprising where they ended up seed wise. Who lasts longer, Knicks or Thunder? Thunder 1 seed in the West, surprising. Knicks 2 seed in the East, surprising.
I'll go Knicks. I believe in the power
the
of Brunson.
Get upset?
I don't know. I just think, and again, I know what I'm about to say doesn't make much sense. When I'm saying no, I know what I'm about to say doesn't make much sense when I'm saying the Thunder haven't been there, done that yet, right? They haven't had the losing experience that normally championship runs
they're
are born
all, they're
out
all
of.
New. They're
and
young.
And look, yeah. Look at me with saying with the Knicks is, but they did make the playoffs last year,
right?
So I'll go with the Knicks. They've got more experience, even with the coach too.
But Rich, aren't you a fan of saying sometimes you don't know what you don't know?
I know that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay,
good
so
point.
I'm going Knicks because I believe
I
in the power know. Of the Brunson.
I kind of think Knicks too. Actually.
What about you, TJ?
I'm gonna go with the Thunder.
Okay,
on that one.
We got one more. Very good.
All right, last one. A lot of hype on these teams coming into the year. Disappointing how they finish. I think they both would agree. Kind of stumbling into the playoffs.
Bucks or who?
The Celtics or
who lasts longer? Bucks or Suns?
Oh, I'll go Bucks. I think Giannis will come back and maybe.
Really? I don't think Giannis plays at all this playoff. This reeks of Kevin Durant in 2019.
Well, heaven forbid, because that wound up with him having.
That's what I mean. And it started as a calf and it kind of just worked its way south. Yeah.
You don't think the T-Wolves polished the Suns off, and the Bucks might get something going on against the Pacers anyway?
This
here?
Might be a technical situation where
they both could be out.
Where one makes it six games and the other's out in five.
Okay, I'm going to go Bucks. I believe in the power of Doc too. Don't you, TJ?
I'm gonna go Suns on this one.
Okay, you're gonna go Suns on it too, Chris?
Suns go a little longer.
No, I'm gonna say Bucks too.
Huh?
Just maybe the Bucks push it to seven.
Without
the
Giannis?
Suns are out in six, okay. Maybe.
Without Johnny A?
I know, but I believe in the T-Wolves, I think, more than
All right. I mean?
But why?
The T-Wolves?
Yeah, well, I mean,
they got Ant, baby.
I mean, that's
Cat's
true.
Back.
But you want to talk about someone who hasn't done it?
That's good, guys. That was good. A very good maiden voyage of who lasts longer.
I liked all those except for one.
Did you notice, though, one particular team was missing, that both your teams got hit?
Yep.
In fact, against each other.
He did.
He put you in a bind.
He did.
With the Clippers and the Sixers. And then he mentioned the Knicks,
squad,
right? My team
that
I'm
a brand new team because you're a new fan.
Did you notice? And you even made reference to a team that limped in.
Yep.
Right?
Limped in. They've been the best team all season.
Okay. Well, stumbled in.
Stumbled, yeah. You know.
Historically
did you notice?
Great.
Conveniently didn't mention
Did you
them.
Notice he didn't mention the Celtics?
Historically great.
Am I kidding?
We need one more.
Okay.
All right, we'll get one.
I got
more.
It. Give me the music.
Oh, wait.
Give me the music.
Are
I've
you
got
pivoting
one.
On live TV?
No, I know what he's doing.
Here
go
we go.
Just say it.
Who
do
lasts
it.
Longer?
Go ahead.
Nuggets or Nuggets of the yeah. Celtics. Yeah. Who lasts longer?
The Celtics. It's Banner 18, baby. This season has only been about one thing. It's Banner 18.
I know what it's been about. The question is,
the best
will it,
team.
Will it come about?
Historically great. Won more games than any team in Celtics history this year. Historically great offense. One of the best starting fives of all time. Celtics will raise a banner. 18.
Of all time? Like in history of all time?
That starting five?
Yeah.
It's five Hall of Famers.
On the Celtics.
Starting five right now.
Right now.
Derek White's a Hall of Famer?
Oh, baby, when it's all said and done.
Well, when Derek White plays the Sixers, he turns into Derek Havlicek. That's a fact.
When it's all said and done.
Okay.
That's all insanity.
Zero stuttering.
So your answer to this question is not only will the Celtics last longer than the Nuggets, but eventually, one day, knock on wood, we'll be here on Roku and the Roku channel, and that day, all five starters.
Yes.
Porzingis.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Jaylen Brown. Tatum, Derek White,
and Drew Holiday,
who's getting signed. He just signed his monster contract.
Yeah.
All five of them will be in Springfield, Massachusetts.
No doubt.
Not just as a paying customer.
No, not a patron.
But having orange jackets and their rings.
No doubt about it. Without question.
We can go home now.
So
you know what I attribute that to, Rich?
So do you want to answer the question right here?
Well, I think he was hitting that TJ plus.
Okay, so you want to say it on the count of three at the same time?
I'm not sure where we're going with this.
Who lasts longer? Celtics or Nuggets?
Ready?
Ready. 1, 2, 3.
Nuggets.
He screwed it up.
Right. Haters.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I hit a drop there.
I hit a drop. Well, my
Nuggets.
You hit a drop while we were giving an answer, though.
They heard it.
Nuggets.
Nuggets. I don't like the Celtics. What do you expect me to say?
No, I know. You're
Nuggets.
Not supposed to like them.
Nuggets.
She's not supposed to like them either.
No, I think the Nuggets repeat.
Nuggets?
You don't?
I don't know if I agree with that.
No.
Okay.
This year's been all about
Boston. I have no idea who's going to win
I
this.
Know what the year's been about.
What do you mean?
You keep saying that.
This is the whole year has been about how great this team is.
So what does that mean?
But they didn't let down. Oh, man, this team could have stumbled at any point. There were no major injuries. This team was just dominant from beginning to end.
By the way, if you think his five Hall of Famers take is insane, wait till he finally says
he's been
that thing
on this.
That he's been sitting on for the
when
last
you,
couple
when
of
you do that?
Wait till you people
when
hear
you do that,
this.
You only have, by the way, he only has about three more shows left in which to say it.
I don't think that take is coming out. I have a different take.
Oh, really?
That I'm going to wait until after we win the championship.
I think you should at some point over the next three shows deliver what you've been saying and you've been holding back for whatever reason. You believe
at some point.
It.
Well, maybe not today.
If they had won 70 games, you better believe I would have said that already.
Okay.
The way they stumbled into the playoffs was not great.
We can't tease something he's not going to say.
He'll say it eventually. He
over, we've got three shows.
He will say it.
And it's our job, TJ, you and I, to get it out of him. And make sure when he says it, Del Tufo doesn't stomp on it with a drop that makes no sense. He plays.
Just wait till he's out. Are you here on Friday?
See.
I'm not here, so you guys can do it Friday. Perfect.
You're not here the next 3 days?
No, I'm not here Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Because you got to set up.
You could do it Friday.
You got to set up for that Michigan UFL. Like, you got to go out there and get in the manhole cover out there by Pico and climb underneath the Fox studio and plug something in.
He's laying cable, Rich. Don't disrespect him.
He's putting me down.
We're not putting you down.
You do.
And this is why he's more happier about getting nominated than us not.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's bring Neil Brennan out here. All right, let's take a break. When we come out here, he's got a new comedy special on Netflix. It'll be crazy good, if you will, when Neil Brennan comes out. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. We all know quality sleep is essential. I'm just not myself when I don't get a good night's sleep. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. For instance, my side of the bed, my Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's side of the bed, her Sleep Number setting is 70. Two different numbers, same bed, but we get the same great sleep. So, make sure you get your Sleep Number bed right now because you will absolutely love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you can save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. That's right, $800. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Check it out. Sleep Number. You won't regret it. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back on the radio network of the Rich Eisen Show, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just showed you a clip of Crazy Good available on Netflix right now of Neil Brennan right here on the program. Are you a Jordan fan, a Michael Jordan fan?
Yeah, okay. And I'm quite old. So how old are you, Neil? Well, I'm so old, I once saw Michael Jordan mistaken for Orlando Woolridge. That's a true story. It was 1985. Yes. I got Michael Jordan's autograph, and a little white girl goes, "Are you Orlando Woolridge?" And his face fell like, "No, I'm Michael Jordan." And I feel like it probably never happened again. Like, I saw the last time someone mistook Michael Jordan for somebody else.
You know what also might not happen again is, hopefully this show is a long history, another mention of Orlando Woolridge.
I mean,
you're the first. And it could... So you witnessed this in person, huh?
I literally saw it with my own eyes.
Where was this? This is at the Chicago Stadium.
My brother was an usher at the Chicago Stadium. My brother Tommy... And he was an usher at Wrigley Field in the press box. So I used to like deal with Harry Carey.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Give me a good insane. One. What do you mean you used to deal with him?
All I can think is just Will Ferrell going like, "Wear a sombrero." That's his Harry Carey. I don't have any good stories about him, but I got to see, I used to go to Bulls games before Michael Jordan. I was very young, but like
that had to be had to be a desolate experience.
Yeah, it was like in the old. I mean, there were picketers. It was a bleak time. there was a player named Quentin Daly. He had some charges. You don't need to look it up. I'm sure you remember.
I remember that name sounds familiar to me. Sure. Yeah.
So I saw it like early. I was an original Bulls fan. Dave Corzine.
Yeah. I think I had him in Stratomatic. You remember that old dice game with the cards? Dave Corzine, I used to have him.
I'm old. I'm not that old. I'm not Stratomatic old.
I'm Stratomatic old.
Speaking of old.
Yes, sir.
We saw each other at about a month and a half ago at the U2 show.
In the Sphere.
The Sphere, owned by Jim Dolan. Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Face got scanned and you got swabbed. You're never going back. I saw you backstage at a U2 show, which 30 years ago would have been the coolest thing on earth. And now it's a bit like, a reserved sort of cool, a lot of nice white wines and chilled.
By the way, I was very pleased with the wine selection backwards. So you were, that by the way, Susie, my wife and I went there. We will never forget that experience. I mean, the Ed's just strolling in.
Yeah, you know? I thought you knew them. So I was like, oh, good for them. Yeah.
Isn't that
okay? Well, why did you take your shirt off? If you didn't know him.
Great question.
Yeah. Why would a guy take his shirt off at the backstage and have the Edge sign it? Your right breast. You'll never wash it off.
I know.
But I didn't realize.
Their bassist Adam was back there, and he was just as nice as possibly could be, and he's just like looking at us right in the eye, and my wife and I are like, "Don't you have just chit chatting? We'd never like I don't know these people."
Also, it was like their 38th show. They're like phoning it in at this point.
We were just like, "Don't you have to go out there and give some sort of psychedelic performance?"
Been in U2 for a while.
That was, and you were there with.
I was there with my friend Jimmy Carr, who also has a Netflix special that just dropped today, called Natural Born Killer.
Yeah,
he's incredibly funny.
He is that.
He's very, very funny.
He's very wrong.
He's a naughty boy. He's a naughty.
A lot
naughty
of the
boy.
Things he says are very
inappropriate. But that's the point of comedy. So I saw you there, and it was great. You know how you kind of think you're, and then I looked around. I was like, oh, U2 is the Beach Boys. For us, it's like when you'd hear people go to Beach Boys concerts 30 years ago, you'd be like, Beach Boys, that's what U2 is now.
Well,
they're incredible.
Yeah.
And I paid for tickets and went to the show.
Yeah.
But I got a sense of like aging.
Okay.
There.
Just walking, just looking around at the crowd.
Yeah, just the crowd. It was like a lot of, it was like a Viagra commercial.
Well, you should have been at the Springsteen concert the other night.
How old was that crowd?
Were you the youngest person there?
I don't think I brought down the median age more than 10, 20 years. I don't know, but he's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're all great. They're all. I mean, again, like fame in the '80s is a very durable fame. Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, U2, Tom Cruise,
Michael Jordan,
Orlando Woolridge, of course.
There's a callback.
There you go, he's getting it, folks. He's had 99 comedians on. He's picking up some pointers.
Neil Brennan here, everybody, on the Rich Eisen Show. I did stand up in college.
Is that true?
I did indeed.
At where?
At the University Club on the campus of the University of Michigan, and it was.
Oh, by the way, for the guests or for the people watching this,
yes.
You have your diplomas on the wall in the green room, which is like, has anyone questioned your your qualifications?
No, where I just, I don't know why they're up there.
Who is he to have a talk show?
You're the first. Well, I have 2 degrees. I'm one doctorate shy of being Dr. Television.
What?
I know exactly. I don't know why I have them up there. Did you go in the men's room? Did you see Belichick back there?
I didn't.
Okay.
Literally, Bill Belichick.
He's back there. Well, there's a photograph of him, and it says "Do your job." That's all over the toilet.
Great.
See,
fantastic.
Not to give anybody the
fantastic, you know,
right in the middle of trying to
do their business. If I need those kind of eyeballs on
me. When did you first meet Dave Chappelle? When did that happen?
I met him in 1991. I was 18. We were both 18,
right?
And I was a doorman at a comedy club. I was going to NYU Film School, and I was a doorman at a comedy club. And he and I were like the only people that were 18.
That's it?
On Earth. No, we were the like it was an older, not sure. Older, but mid to late 20s.
So that's how you connected.
And he and I like were like, hey, yeah.
Okay.
And then we started writing stuff together a little bit. And then we wrote Half Baked, the movie Half Baked. And then we wrote, and then we did Chappelle's Show, and we wrote it, and I directed it. And all
yeah,
stuff.
By the way, that's a great yada, yada, yada to just like, oh, yeah. And then you, yeah. There was a Chappelle's Show, and I wrote and I directed and all that sort of business.
I know, but it seems braggy to be like, I don't know if you heard. But
I brought it up.
No, you sure did.
I brought it up because obviously I'm fascinated by something that was so iconic.
It is objectively fascinating.
It is objectively fascinating and completely iconic to be part of something like that.
I only wrote one of the greatest shows of all time.
That's a pretty, part of something.
You guys brought it up.
I know. So who came up with the idea of doing that?
Well, he called me. And was he said, hey, man, we should do like Playboy After Dark, which was it was like a talk show. I think he just said Playboy After Dark because Hugh Hefner smoked a lot on it.
OK.
And I think he just wanted to smoke.
Sure.
And then we were talking about it, and then we just came up with a bunch of sketches. He had a bunch. I had a bunch. And we just sort of were like, we can do that. We can do that. We can do that. And so, I think the original ones were like what became like the Kinko's sketch. It was like a Kinko's parody, the bloopers from Roots, and reparations, like the reparations day. So we shot all that stuff, and then we pitched it at HBO, and they passed.
Oh, man.
What do you mean they passed?
No, they literally said, why do we need you? We already have Chris Rock.
Oh, my word. Oh,
wow. Yes.
Okay.
It's because back then there could only be one famous black person, whereas now there could be three. So we did Comedy Central, and it just kind of clicked.
So it was the Chris Rock talk show at the time. Is what you're saying.
A great show, by the way.
Of course, I
take
remember
nothing away.
I do remember that show significantly.
Show.
Right?
Yeah.
Bloopers from Roots.
Yes, Roots.
That's right. What's your favorite sketch, Neil? That you guys did.
There's like Rick James, obviously, like changed my life. Like literally, like I directed it, got nominated for an Emmy for and our contracts were up at the end of that year.
Oh wow!
Got big good contracts and which Dave immediately tore up and left. But before he did,
yes,
they had to give me some of the money. So. Yeah, so I would say Rick James, and then it's just because it's not as popular. There was one where Dave is doing like jury selection, for a bunch of different famous celebrity trials.
Oh, Beretta did that.
Nicole Simpson can't rap.
Yeah.
I could go on. Yeah.
Neil's in the corner taking notes.
That's the guy who read. So that one means more because we were screwed. Like we had no more sketches. Like the 11th episode of that season, I think we just did a garbage show.
Mm.
We literally just like, here's scraps. We're just, so we needed a sketch so badly. And there was a Michael Jackson article in Vanity Fair, like the first big hard hitting one of like this guy. And I was like, hey, and I tossed it to him. We were like we're like in a writing like place. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, and then we just started arguing. He just didn't believe any black celebrity was guilty of anything. So I would argue the prosecution, basically.
And so then what was born out of that?
This sketch, it was called Jury Selection, where the sketch was he was a prospective jury on like the OJ trial, the Michael Jackson trial, the Robert Blake trial, R. Kelly. It's a good sketch.
And so that's the sketch.
Sorry, everybody.
No. Again, but that's the edgy, clearly.
What's funny about that?
No, but that's what made, your writing and directing and along, with Dave Chappelle, just it clicked in a way that maybe these days it would not.
The thing of like these days, it's Dave's doing arenas.
No, I know
so
that.
I don't like. I don't see it as all this like.
But the TV all the arenas are one thing.
Yeah.
But putting it on television is a totally different story.
I think it's on Netflix. It does well. You know what I mean? Like, there's no. I think it's a kind of a fake narrative of like you okay. can't say anything anymore. I think you can in the right venue because Comedy Central was sort of fringy at
yes.
that point.
Yes.
And the other thing about Comedy Central is they've only made money on very contrarian things. They made most of their money on South Park and The Daily Show.
Yes.
So they want it to be, inappropriate or boundary pushing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I got Neil Brennan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your Blocks with Neil Brennan podcast, very popular and, you know, adapted from your one-man show as well. How do you come up with ideas for your pod? I mean, what are your...
I just have basically the premise of the pod is it's people come on and tell me things that make them feel like something's wrong with them,
mm-hmm.
like why, the ways they don't fit in. So I've had some really good ones. Letterman did it. Leno did it. Bill Burr, Jim Jefferies, Tom Segura, like people, and they're more revealing than normal. Letterman hated it.
Why?
But because he doesn't like being revealing. It's just not his thing. It's just not his bag. But he was very. His friend Tom Dreesen said that's the only good interview he's ever done.
Because
I know him a little bit, so I could like ask him questions about like parenting and stuff. It's Blocks on YouTube.
Yeah, Tom Dreesen has been in this chair, and he's coming back this summer.
Fantastic.
I mean, he's as old school as they get.
I have a lot of money on him referencing Orlando Woolridge.
Well, he's another Chicago guy. It's entirely possible he had a similar situation.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen right here on the program. Neil, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
Really
man.
Appreciate it.
Flew by.
Terrific. Well, you know, this video that you provided to our, our
this
producers.
Is how
what is this again?
Silly people are. This is a live shot from the U2 concert that we were at. This
at the
is
Sphere.
During at I wasn't in a suite. I was just I was with the people.
What a
this
spot.
Was
yeah.
This was where the streets have no name, panning over.
Yeah.
And what's a guy to my right doing?
What's this? What's
Apple
what's on his...
Vision Pro, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Wow.
What
the
is
entire
it?
Show. He's what? Wearing one of those Apple Vision Pros.
Meaning
the whole
the
show. He can't see. I don't know what he can see. Jimmy Carr said he was watching a Coldplay concert.
He didn't like because the reason
the whole show he had that on.
Obviously, to see U2 anywhere
yeah.
is something for those who are fans.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and do.
But the 50 plus crowd.
To
go ahead.
See him in the Sphere, there's a reason because of the striking visual. You can't even describe how cutting edge it is
yes.
unless you've seen it in person. And this dude is purposefully not seeing that.
Try to take it to the next level. It's like when you, I won't say, it's like when you're doing one drug and then you add another one. I won't get, not, this is not the place for it.
So did you, weren't you at least curious to go over and say, what are you doing?
I don't know what that guy could choke me and who knows? That guy's capable of anything.
With his device. That is unbelievable.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's these people who also have them on in the self-driving Teslas and you're just like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
They're trying to pop it off, man. They're trying to get real truly lit.
Maybe he's wearing that in his self-driving Tesla.
Yes.
That could be the next level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, thanks for bringing this to our attention.
It's my pleasure.
I appreciate that. At Neil Brennan on both Twitter and Instagram, the Blocks with Neil Brennan podcast. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. And Crazy Good is available on Netflix right now. And you can see that right here on Roku. Crazy Good. Good to see you, Neil Brennan.
You
thanks
too,
for
man.
Coming.
Thank you.
We're back with more in a moment. A lot of you folks who have been listening to this show know about our relationship with Game Time, which is the ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase because you could see views from your seat. And before you buy your tickets, before you hit that purchase button, you get all in pricing. So you know everything that's into the cost of your seat and there's no surprises at all. Now here's something you may not know about Game Time. It's the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seats, and the lowest price guarantee with Game Time taking the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code EISEN. You get $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Is it true that you met Lorne Michaels as a vendor at Yankee Stadium, the SNL founder?
Yep.
Is that true?
Geek four. And I was a kid. And my friends told me, that's Lorne Michaels, that's Lorne Michaels. He came out at the Players Gate. And I overcharged him for like three bats and some Yankee shirts. And then when I became a cast member, I gave him back like $14 and some cents. And he said, what's this for? I said, because I overcharged you for some items. He started laughing. He started dying.
This is, when you said game four, like what, the 96 World Series? Is that what that was, Tracy? What do you think?
Let me see what game.
When were you running?
It was a Derek Jeter. No. Manningly was playing.
Okay, so that was probably like 95 or something like that. Okay, so so what were you doing out there? You were selling stuff. So you were
scalping tickets. I scalped tickets. I sold souvenirs and I sold cocaine. And that's when it was $21 a gram. I'm getting 45 regardless of how it go down for me.
So this is true.
Sorry, because I live right up the hill. So I had tickets, I had cocaine, and I had souvenirs.
You had it all. That's what you're saying. Back in the day.
$20, $21 a gram.
And so you sold hats and bats and stuff like that. And that's how you met. Isn't that amazing?
Don't forget the coke.
You got something in there, Rich?
Tracy really was Hustle Man from Martin back in the day.
Man. I really was.
You really was Hustle Man.
I worked souvenirs, and I was Tony Montana on the side.
Oh, baby. Fun stuff on our YouTube feed. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Game Time Tickets. It is the official authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball. It's an authorized ticket marketplace, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. And prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. Last minute killer deals, all-in prices, which means the guesswork is totally removed when you buy tickets with Game Time, because there's a feature, all-in, that shows the total up front. No surprise fees at checkout. You get views from your seat, so you know exactly what it looks like from your seat to see home plate, pitcher's mound, and so much more. The lowest price guarantee. It is awesome. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create the account. Redeem our code, RICH, $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Okay, guys. Last time we saw Mike Tyson, he was hitting somebody, saying, I can't wait to see if this is Jake Paul.
Yep.
Now he's running. Did you see this one?
Yep.
He's running. I don't know what that means. And trust me, he's running in front of like some piping and draping and running on a carpet, and he's making noises. And the only thing that would be beneficial for is to run away from Jake Paul.
Well, I think he was a message for you. He was running a 40 there.
I we got to get him on it.
Can we get a timer on that? What's the clock?
Run, Rich, run is what he was doing.
There he goes.
That's about
I don't think it's 40 yards. But do you think
30?
Can we reach out to Tyson and get him to run a 40?
I bet you he
what
would.
Do you think?
Just send him for a DM. Kids? I'm sure he follows
you. We can get to Tyson.
Anything for the kids.
For sure. Let's get him running a 40-yard dash.
Since he's already doing it.
And say he's halfway there. That looked like a good 20 yards, right?
Oh, he can do 40, no doubt.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the problem is, that, like, I just don't want him to pull anything, and all of a sudden the fight's off. I want to see him fight Jake Paul.
No, we
Jake
need
Paul.
The fight to happen because we need Jake Paul to get his.
TV. By the way, the you know what I mean? 2 weeks from yesterday, the Monday after the draft, Chris Mannix is back here on the show. We will show him this video and everything else.
Yeah, everything. I'm
and
sure
every single time we
videos.
Say something to him about...
He just laughs and
rolls his eyes at us.
He thinks Tyson's going to get waxed.
He thinks Netflix is paying us to pump
But he's like, I'm coming for you, was the tweet to Jake Paul. And I appreciate the promotion, but how does running... What does that mean? He's in condition?
Well, you got to be in condition. And
by the way, that noise would keep me up at night. Hearing Mike Tyson make that noise that he's coming for. See what I mean? Like that right there. Isn't that?
Yeah.
He's 57. I don't know what a 57-year-old that runs that fast.
Well, dude, what are you talking about? You're going to see me run. I'm 54.
You're not 57.
I'm 3 years away from
that. You're not 57.
I'm close.
Bill Tufo, you don't run that fast.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Oh, man.
By the way, Rich, something interesting. You know, we just had Neil Brennan.
Yes.
And as we, you know, went to break, I started talking to him about Half-Baked because I've watched that movie about 150 times. And he revealed that he and Dave, when they wrote the movie, they wanted to cast Jack Black in the role of Brian, which went to Jim Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been kind of an interesting casting there. Would have been a little bit different, but I thought Jim Brewer did a great job as Brian. But
okay,
just a little tidbit there. Little Jack tidbit, Black was little, kind almost in Half-Baked, but they weren't allowed to have him for some reason.
My God, some TV history just walked out the door. Looks like Brockman's. What's he planning? He's planning a caper over there. What's going on? Something's happening.
We got a latest Magic Johnson tweet.
Oh, okay.
Just popped up. We're gonna try to get on the air here before we go off the air.
All right, that's it's
about the play-ins tonight.
Uh-oh.
So
can I guess what are we
calling?
Chat EMJ.
Chat EMJ. Okay.
Chat Urban Magic Johnson.
Derek in Missouri's been hanging on. What's up, Derek? What's on your mind? Oh my God!
And he hung up.
Oh no!
Dude was on literally for 2.5 hours.
Did you do
hours.
That, Mikey?
No.
I was drinking.
I saw you. I'm just
so you guys know. There was one hand on the coffee and one hand on the
Some
air.
People usually have us on speaker, and then when it's time, they hit it.
Like I think
hit.
He.
And then he hung up on himself.
I think he.
Rich, we call Fat Finger.
He Del Tufo himself.
Yes, I Fat Finger all the time.
Want to Del Tufo yourself.
I'm the king of Fat Finger over here.
Awesome.
You never want to do that to yourself.
We're working on this magic tweet in the meantime.
Can I guess what the tweet is, Chris, having not seen it?
Playing games.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
To guess on the Urban Magic Johnson tweet, it's he usually doesn't preview events. He usually reviews something that you don't already know.
Yep. Magic's a pro.
And the Lakers are taking on, Anthony Davis in New Orleans.
Big night tonight.
Brandon Ingram could knock the Lakers down a peg, right? I mean, Lonzo, who was Magic's draft choice? He's gone.
He gone.
But Brandon Ingram's there, right?
B.I.
And he could be, and he's like the main piece that they acquired for Anthony Davis going to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And there's LeBron coming in, so all Laker eyes are on New Orleans tonight. And to I guess help preview that, Irvin Magic Johnson chat EMJ with I want the Lakers to beat the Pelicans tonight to secure the 7th seed and face the Nuggets. Even though the Lakers lost their 4 matchups against the Nuggets, games 2, 3, and 4 were all close. He's talking about last year's Western Conference Finals, correct? Is that what he's referring to?
Or I think he might mean this season.
It's ridiculous that I've been hearing people think they should intentionally lose to face the winner of the Kings versus Warriors and eventually the Thunder. As a true competitor, you should always want to win. To be the best, you have to beat the best. Woo-hoo! Irvin Magic Johnson, hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
Is that what you thought, TJ?
One second.
It was essentially.
Well, one second. I know you thought that was a famous Ric Flair reference right there.
It
okay.
Is. Be the man.
But did we just see Magic take to Twitter to have a take?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little different than his other tweets.
Yeah, that's a take.
Actually, a take. Is there a wrinkle
in the chat EMJ algorithm?
I guess so.
That's a take.
Yeah, a little different than...
And maybe, just maybe, He's responding to something he heard Chris Brockman say.
Right?
Well, if he did, he would have cursed at him like Spike Lee did all those years ago.
True. That's true. That's
but I don't think that Magic doesn't usually work blue.
That's hard.
But that's a take. And by the way, Magic, you are correct, sir. You do not play with fire. You don't just say, you know what, we're going to pull the plug tonight. We're going to roll over in the most competitive situation possible because we want to face the Thunder. Okay? And how do you think the Thunder would handle that?
Right. Knowing that.
Oh, and by the way, you know what would also have to play into that is whoever plays into that by winning tonight between the Warriors and the Kings. They would have to say, oh, so you run the risk of losing your entire season because you want to face us so you can eventually face the Thunder. This is part and parcel of the NBA conspiracy tinfoil hat thing that's been going on ever since Patrick Ewing got drafted. All right?
The reason why you're sitting here officiating
and you're saying Scott Foster's officiating
tonight.
Even if the Lakers wanted a tank, it's too bad. He's there to make sure, ensure that LeBron makes a seven-game first-round series.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happens if the Pelicans win tonight? Do you come in tonight and say there must have been some malfunction?
Well, we'll see who's refereeing the Warrior-Kings game.
Angel Hernandez apparently has an assignment.
Wouldn't be surprising.
See, Chris, this would hold more weight if Scott Foster were doing the Warriors game. Then you know.
Because Warriors would be losing.
Because you knew what time that would be.
There's Chris Paul and Scott Foster.
There's a hard data that suggests. To show us what happened.
All righty. Thank you to Neil Brennan and Howard Beck. And also to Peter Schrager, fun mock draft conversation. Brea, he's going to be on our Wednesday show. Brea. Albert Breer will be coming and joining us to see if there is any smoke to any potential draft trade fire. 9 days until Detroit, folks, and we're excited about that. Thanks to everybody for taking in this Tuesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We'll finish up on the Roku for those watching, but everyone else, we'll chat Wednesday.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.